Recorder's on now. John, could you start over?
Sure. I would like to make a motion to come out of the executive session, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And Ari, can you give the time, please?
Sure. The time is 6:17 p.m.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to make a resolution to rescind resolution 2020-153. Can I ask for a second, please?
I will second it, sir.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to make a resolution to accept the last chance agreement between Franklin Township and Tim Myers, effective August 20th, 2020, whereas employee was employed as a police officer with the township, and whereas township voted to terminate employee on August 6th, 2020, and whereas the FOP timely filed a notice of intent to proceed to arbitration with regard to employee's termination on August 17th, 2020, and whereas the parties wish to resolve this matter without proceeding to arbitration. Now, therefore, the parties agree to the following terms. The employee termination shall be rescinded. The employee shall serve an unpaid suspension of 60 calendar days. The suspension is deemed to have commenced on August 7th, 2020. No further disciplinary action shall be taken by the township with regard to the investigation that commenced July 8, 2020. The township will not refer to the matter for criminal charges. Employees agreed not to file a grievance or otherwise pursue arbitration or adjudication of the disciplinary matter. Employee shall be returned to his job that was held prior to being placed on paid administrative leave on August 6, 2020. Employee understands and acknowledges that this agreement constitutes a last chance agreement as to any violations of township rules, regulations, standards of conduct, and job performance. Employee's continued ability to work at the township is expressly conditioned upon the strict adherence and compliance with the general orders and policies of the Franklin Township Police Department and the policies of the township. Employee shall meet all the established standards of conduct and job performance, and his failure to fulfill any provisions of this agreement will result in immediate discharge from the township, provided, however, that any conduct by employees that would typically result in discipline of written reprimand for the first offense or a lesser reprimand will not result in immediate discharge pursuant to this agreement. Employee understands and agrees that this agreement neither constitutes nor is the treated as a contract for employment. To the extent that the collective bargaining agreement conflicts with this agreement, employee acknowledges that the provisions of this agreement supersede such policies or procedures. This agreement shall remain in effect for 18 months from the last date of execution and shall become part of the employee's permanent personnel file, provided, however, that it shall be removed from the personnel file and destroyed in the event employee separates from the township to accept employment elsewhere. Employee has had the opportunity to read and review this agreement and to consult with a representative or attorney of his choice. Employee acknowledges and agrees that he was not coerced into signing this agreement. This agreement constitutes the entire agreement between the township and the employee as to the subject matter herein and supersedes any other written or verbal agreements, understanding, or arrangements between the employee and the township. Further, this agreement shall not be used as evidence of a past practice and is limited to the circumstances herein. With that being said, I so move. Is there a second?
I will second.
There is a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I will call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, I believe that concludes this agenda item. Any further motions or resolutions needed?
Chairman?
Yeah, can I get the resolution number for this one? And do you need this new one to rescind?
Yes.
The previous one?
Yes, that's what I was going to ask the chairman, that I gave for the rescinding of 2020-153. I signed it resolution 2020-168, and then the acceptance of the last chance agreement is resolution 2020-169.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for the good of the order? All right, hearing none, we are adjourned, and we'll be back for our regular meeting in a little less than 8 minutes. So folks, just sit tight. We'll be back here in a few minutes.